Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes of heat for your ass right here on 560 WQAM. Miami Heat victorious on Saturday night, 119-98 over the Portland Trail Blazers. Joe Cronin had to drink that in from his dumbass seat as he saw, oh my God, these guys I didn't trade for. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero.
Wait. I don't know if you should be telling this story because you were hook, line, and sinker. All
I don't think there's anybody who should tell the story true. More than me. Mm. Why should I?
You
why should
did
I?
It.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay.
That's the point. This idiot sat there and he had DeAndre Ayton not playing. Yep. Rob Williams III not playing. I don't even know where Malcolm Brogdon is. Is he in the NBA?
So my question to you is this. If he's a fool, wouldn't you be a fool too for wanting to get rid of him?
No. Why would I be a fool?
He's just a fool for not wanting to take him.
He's a fool for not even picking up the phone. Okay. He's a fool for not even picking up the phone. And by the way, Jimmy, you should be mad at him too. If Dame was here, maybe you would have gotten that money on. I don't know. But the point is, Jovich, dude. Incredible. This kid is so good.
Is he like a 0.5? Or we could call him a 0.4?
He's anything he wants to be. Anything he wants to be. And he's out there hitting threes, driving to the hoop, throwing alley-oops to Khalil Ware. Monster. Tyler Hero, onions, dude. Big-time three after big-time three. And this Joe Cronin had to sit there drinking it in. And let's just take a little look at his beloved Scoot Henderson. Nobody's better than Scoot. 3 points.
Come on, dude. Come on.
3 points.
This is the guy.
Nobody. What is he averaging?
Nobody's better than Scoot.
Nobody's better than Scoot.
He can't be averaging 20, right?
Nobody's better than Scoot. He's averaging 10.9 points per game.
Yeah. Like, really?
Ran Dame out of town for him.
That's what I'm saying. You could have just kept Dame.
Ran him out of town because nobody's better than Scoot. Mm. Great job, Joe Cronin. You idiot. Heat hold another opponent down to under 100 points and have won three straight. Three straight for the third time this year. Three over 19, for the first 17, time this year.
19 or 20 and 17.
They're
20 and 17. Okay.
They got the Clippers tonight. There was a lot of questions. Was this going to be postponed? Who knows? Game will go on as scheduled. 10:30 is your tip-off tonight from that new dome that they have, which is supposedly awesome. The new Steve Ballmer dome, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, I've heard great things, but who cares about the Clippers?
Well, Kawhi, I think, should be back today because I think he's away from the team from personal leave because of family and the fires and all that.
Ah.
And I do believe he's back tonight. He's only played two games for him this year. But they should have Kawhi. We got Fat Bum. Norman Powell's having a good season. Heat are 6.5-point underdogs tonight to the Clippers.
Wow. Jeez, 6.5-point underdogs. Are they that good?
I mean, they got the same record as the Heat. I mean, people look at the West as better than the East, but...
Really? So, I'm going to give you the top, what I would consider, as of right now, I'm going to just throw what I think are the top four or five teams. You got Cleveland, the Celtics. How are the Knicks doing?
Knicks are third.
Knicks. And
Magic is it fourth.
Pacers?
They're a half game.
I'm not, the only reason why I'm not including the Magic, I don't know who the hell's playing.
Pat Bancaro just came back for them.
Yeah, but
the Indiana Pacers.
I give those five teams.
The Pacers are playing. Right, the Pacers are playing good basketball. The Bucks have kind of fallen off after they got things together.
Right.
And then the Heat have the same record as the Bucks.
I didn't include the Bucks. So think about that. I didn't include the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave you five teams. Now let's go out west. We'll go.
OKC.
OKC.
Who's thumping everybody?
Right. Yeah, except Cleveland.
They beat Cleveland, didn't they?
No.
Oh, they lost to Cleveland? Oh, they killed the Knicks the next game.
They killed the Knicks.
Yeah.
So you got OKC.
Houston.
And Houston, another young run-gun team. So the West has been flipped upside down a little bit because you don't have the normal, you know, Denver, Golden State, you know, those teams leading the charge.
Mostly Golden State. Yeah, Denver's not as good as they probably were their championship year, but they're fourth right now.
They're still good.
Dallas, yeah, who's been dealing with injuries too, they're fifth. The Lakers are sixth right now. They have they're 20-16. The Heat got them coming up. So, like,
the West isn't better.
Okay.
No, I don't think the West is not better than the East. If we had a tournament with the top five,
I think if you looked at the team, five. Well, I guess what probably people go for that is, like, if you look at the teams that are probably, like, playing and below, like right now the Heat, which is the same record as the sixth seed, but everybody below them is Detroit, who's a lot better than people thought. Atlanta, we've seen, they're pretty athletic, they're fine. Nobody really believes in Chicago, they're under 500. If you look under the playoff rankings of there, be Clippers, Timberwolves, I mean, they got Ant, you know, Kings have been playing a lot better.
Right.
And then everybody's favorite team, the Suns, who, I mean, are 500. And then Golden State's
under. No, I got you. No, I get what the argument that people would have about the West is the players.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument I have about the East is the teams. Right? Like, the teams are just better.
I think they're pretty close. I think it's pretty close.
If right now, if I had to say, is the NBA champion coming out of the East or the West? I'd say the East, right?
I mean, I still would say Boston's probably the perennial favorite. Then I would say OKC.
OKC. Now, that would be a hell of a series because... Geez, SGA looks like a tarantula, and he shoots unorthodox, but he gets the ball in the hoop.
Yeah. But either way, the Heat are 6.5-point dogs. And also, you got to remember that that's a Clippers team that really has been pretty decent. They haven't had Kawhi, and they're getting Kawhi back tonight. So that's probably why they're such a heavy favorite. Okay. But comments afterwards from your Miami Heat. As we are now 3-2 in the Jimmy Butler suspension, two more games to go, which means we are staring the barrel down of a Friday night return, I guess.
We got Clippers and Lakers.
Clippers and Lakers.
Ooh, you know, the Lakers got their own version of Duncan.
Who can
Reeves?
That? Oh, yeah. I think Reeves is more like a redneck hero.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a little bit taller too,
where
right?
Where is he from even?
Reeves? I don't think he's much taller. He's 6'5", so no, he's the same height.
They're about the same. Okay.
Same height. But what? You have a problem with that? He's from
Wichita State. Okay, yeah. Oklahoma soon. Yeah.
I thought he was from Arkansas.
It says he was Oklahoma.
But no, that's the college he went to. Well, yeah, isn't he from Arkansas?
I don't know. I'll take your word for it. So far, those two lead me to believe that, he may have a little redneck in him. So I'll take your word for it. First, I was.
He's from Newark, Arkansas.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow. Oof. Hey, can I just say, Arkansas is right above Louisiana. I have never stepped foot in Arkansas.
Do you want to know the population of Newark, Arkansas?
13.
Just the Reeves family?
And they're all related.
1,178.
Damn. He won two state titles in Arkansas.
Well.
Our own lovable intangible, Tyler Hero, he's been lighting the world on fire. He had 32.
Yeah.
He's been all year. All year. You know what? That's your score. That's your guy. If you leave him alone, he'll get you 25 a night. That's what this team needs, right? This team needs a 25-point guy that I know I can count on. I know I can count on these 25.
He's been incredible. Yep. And he poured in 32 more this past one, 7 from downtown. Portland made a little run-ski. They got to 7 in the fourth quarter, and Tyler, you know, hit a big 3 that put the Heat back up 10, and that was kind of all she wrote after that.
I'm telling you, the Heat could go 5 intangibles and hold their own. They would need a center. They don't have a
yeah, Love's not getting any run now. I don't think. No. But.
Boy, they could do that one for 2 minutes.
The intangibles.
They could do all intangibles for 2 minutes.
The intangibles have been strong. But this was Tyler Hero after the game.
Tinker, what it is. This is what he had to say.
Oh, here we go.
Just rallying around each other, making it about the guys that are here now, the guys that are in this locker room, and we got enough, so that's all that matters.
Ooh, Topes, normally,
why would they do that?
Normally, I would say you're always looking into something.
Just rallying around each other, making it about the guys that are here now, the guys that are in this locker room, and we got enough, so that's all that matters.
Now, I will say that is sports talk. We have enough. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to go with the guys.
That's a Spoism.
That's Spo. Yeah.
But here's the deal. The situation makes you look at those same comments. Because he would have gave the same comments if somebody was injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was injured and out for a couple of weeks, you would have been like, However, that's not the situation we're in right now. So my question to you is, You see the team coming together. You hear what some of them are saying. And I'm going to tell you like this. A lot of what you hear comes from the meeting that you have with your coach, right? So the coach will kind of, Belichick was awesome at this, right? He would, during the week, put the narrative out there, and we would just kind of regurgitate that, and it kind of give you a free pass without having to answer, you know, questions like you know, to get yourself in trouble. Right. So, but if he's saying that and the organization is saying that, which that's what you would say, right? You want to just keep it moving. You want to grow, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What happens on Friday?
I don't know.
Because you're 3-2. You're in a groove. Right. Here's the thing that nobody knows. What's Jimmy going to be when he gets back? You said you got to start him.
Here was Haywood Highsmith afterwards. He said, quote, this was to Eric and John, everybody's buying in. The vibes are great and everybody's locked in. The team chemistry off the court is amazing as well. And he had come off a game where he had poured in 4 3-pointers and 5 steals. He was awesome.
Wonder why everyone's mentioning.
And then this was from Eric Spoelstra afterwards.
Here's the lead message.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other people are A and B. But this is the message. And I promise you it's going to be something along the same lines.
He was asked about Tyler Hero. I kind of infer something pretty great about Tyler Hero. But then listen to the end of it as well with old Spo.
Yeah, tonight, well, actually, in a lot of instances this year, he's reminded me of another player. I'm not going to say you have to figure that out, but, you know, his movement off the ball and the skill level, the passing, the handling, the scoring at all three levels, the ignitability, the flair for the moment, you know, in opposing arenas, all of those things. That was a nice play, but I also liked the one where it went to Nico, and Nico did the exact same thing to Tyler going the other way and threw a right-hand hook pass, you know, for the three there. Everybody's starting to develop a nice chemistry, you know, particularly just on this road trip. Hopefully we can just build on that.
Wow.
You thought he was talking about Steph, Leroy?
Yeah.
What do you think, Toby? Do you think he was talking about Steph?
No.
The player that shall not be named? I thought he was talking about Wade.
Yeah. No, every time he does Wade, that move, it's Wade.
It's Wade, right?
Wade didn't play off the ball like that.
He did when LeBron was here.
Yeah, but he wasn't a spot-up shooter.
It doesn't matter, though. Like, you could play off the ball by cutting and things like that.
Okay, I got you.
Man.
So
the chemistry talk.
I guess I got thrown up by the 6'5" and 6'3" pointers.
Yeah, that wasn't Wade's game. You know what I
mean? That's true.
That wasn't Wade's game. But Wade was also tremendous at getting to the free throw line. Tyler's okay at getting to the free throw line. Like,
right.
However,
because he's making threes.
I think he means just the flair for the dramatic is what his bigger point was.
So,
hey, listen, we're all like Bill Nye the Science Guy here. We're just talking chemistry.
That's all we're talking, baby.
A lot of chemistry talk, dude.
So, again, it's Monday now.
Mm-hmm.
They have two more games.
Yep.
What if they come off this road trip 5-2? Come back home.
Could be 5-1. It's a six game trip.
Oh, they'd be 5-1.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's 2-2 since
because they lost that stupid Utah game at home.
Yeah. 3-2 since Jimmy's been out.
Yeah, but 3-1 on the trip.
Okay, 3-1 on the trip. So say if they come back 5-1, right, and then Jimmy comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, dude.
Come on, you're in the trenches, baby.
I don't have anything for you.
I don't have anything for you.
The whole word is they're telling everybody, hey, be prepared. He's going to come back, but I don't know because there's no trade for him. Like the guy only wants if the guy wanted to go somewhere else, would they like he left here saying, I got to get my joy back. Can you do it here? No. The first word reports were trade me anywhere, which turned out to be bull bleep because he only wants to go to one team, and it's a team that gives him an extension. That team has a player who can decide whether or not he wants to be traded. That guy doesn't seem like he wants to be traded. Plus, if he did want to be traded, the team that he would be traded to doesn't want him back. So then you got to find a third team that he would be agreeable to be traded to, and that's really hard to find. So I don't know. I don't know what they do. Jimmy seems to be stuck, and the team is playing. Jaime has been playing incredible on this road trip.
Right.
Nico, I mean, my God, so good. Now, I don't think that's going to disrupt too much because Nico's going to come off the bench, but certainly for Jaime, you know, Jaime, it's not, I think, a coincidence that his best games have been with Jimmy out. So
trying to make it work now, could it?
But the big thing is, how could the big thing with Jimmy is, like, even if he did double super secret promise, how can you trust him?
Right.
How can you trust him? How can you trust him? I don't know. I don't know. Is this one of those things that has to be like a team plane vote on the way home?
I mean, he usually rides on his own plane.
No, I'm talking about like just everybody. Like they decide on the trip home from Los Angeles, yay or nay. Mm-hmm.
What if you bench him?
It could be a conversation that the players and the organization have to have. Like, what do you want to do here? This is not about what you feel about Jimmy. This is about us winning games. And what do you do? Because if Jimmy comes back and is fine, then no problem.
Great.
Right? But if Jimmy comes back and does what he did before he left, now you're impacting two or three other players.
Of course.
Guys who were in a flow that now have to sit back and watch you play. So It's a tough situation in that you could always take Jimmy for his word, and because of the beginning of this year and what happened before he was suspended, now we are just unsure of how to feel about what he says or what the Heat said. The Heat could be saying that just so, you know, keep everything status quo.
Yeah, that's been the Heat's move the entire time. Is like, what do we say that just is like, hey, don't think you're going to rattle us. So you tell the people who want to trade, like, right, hey, we're prepared to bring him back. But right, is he prepared to play? We don't know. I mean, he's been working out. He's been working out with Coach Octavio De La Grana back at the facility. Spo wouldn't say anything about this. Like, he was asked by Ira this weekend about those, and he goes, those are between me and Coach O. I'm not going to give you guys anything, basically.
Right.
So
it's just a terrible spot to be in, because basically you build franchises and you build teams based on as much information that you could possibly know and see through a player's actions, through his play, through his development and what have you, right? And so that's how you build a team. And you have an idea of what everybody on the floor can do. Now you're in a situation where you've seen a lot of your young players start to grow and start to get comfortable in a role. And you got a guy who said he don't want to be here, but then he did say it, and then he said he's going to ball. And then as an organization, how do you handle the uncertainty when you really don't – you've never had this in your organization?
It's definitely a weird scenario. It's definitely a weird scenario, and I really don't know. I just feel bad. I think that the coaching staff can handle it. I think Spo can handle it, but I do feel bad for the players, because I don't think the players,
they just start getting their runs.
Yeah.
Some of these guys just started getting some consistent minutes.
I know that, like, Nikola Jovic is one of those guys. He loves Jimmy Butler. Like, we know that that's a guy that he has a lot of love for, but this is also his time. This is his moment. I feel like this is, like, one of his time to shine right now.
Even Tyler plays a little different, right?
Yeah, I think if he felt like he was going to get a whole Jimmy Butler back, I think if the entire team felt like they were going to get a Jimmy Butler who was engaged, I think they'd be okay with it. But you just don't know, because the Jimmy Butler's got to be looking at this like, I come back on Friday, I got 3 weeks to get out of here.
Right.
You know, but like at that point, if you feel like he's pulling it again, then you just bench him, I guess. Like, I don't know what the read on that is.
I'm saying here, if I'm Pat Riley, do I have to make a decision based on if or what I think? Because, say, if you even think it, do you bench him to start?
So just sit him there on the bench getting paid.
I have no idea what, but keep in mind, these are two strong-willed guys, right?
James says the Heat dealt with this with Dion Waiters. Yeah, they did, Dion Waiters was – they dealt with it with Dion Waiters when Jimmy came here. And by the way, they did have games where, like, they started running out of bodies and they were still not playing James Johnson and Dion Waiters. It got to a point where I think legitimately they had to play them because they ran out of guys. And then that was almost a point where, like, yes, Spo will do that, but those guys weren't the best players anymore because Jimmy was on the team. It was you know, Jimmy, Bam, Goran. You know, like, this one is one of those where it's like you have these guys, and yeah, they're all Tyler and Bam, they're credentialed and whatnot, but you have these young guys that you want to kind of lean to. And the Heat are probably got to be in their mindset of, like, what are we deciding the season is going to be? Do we feel like, even without Jimmy, that, you know, we want to get this to the fullest? Because, like, they're not far out of this thing by any means. We told you how cluttered the East is.
And if these guys keep developing and playing like this, to have, okay, now you're going to have a guy go to from 25 minutes to 10 minutes for 3 weeks? Like, are you damaging the long term to satisfy, or even not even satisfy, in hopes of satisfying short term?
Shreevan says, vets on the team decide if Jimmy starts. Simple. So is that Bam, Tyler, Duncan, Kevin Love, Haywood Highsmith?
Ooh.
Yeah. But
majority rules, or has to be unanimous, like a jury?
I would say this. I wouldn't put the players in that position. Don't like if I'm the organization, I go chit chat with them. If I'm Pat Riley, I go chit chat with them anonymously, right? But I don't do it that way so that what ends up happening is, oh, you voted no, right?
Right.
And so I would kind of do it that way, and I would kind of say, I would kind of, and if you're Pat Riley, you got enough cachet to say the decision has been made to do this.
Think Pat Riley right? just strolls up to Big Face Coffee this week? That would be funny. Can I get a scone? Here's a, this was a Spo this week on what he's heard about the Jimmy workouts.
Have you heard anything back from Octavio as far as how things are going with him staying behind and doing that work?
What are you saying? No, I'm not going to give you anything. Yeah, of course I've talked to him. I'm very close to Coach O.
And you guys, I mean, you always talk about when players stay behind, you check in, you talk to them. So I'm just
I've talked
curious.
To him, but that's between me and Coach O. With all due respect.
No, it's not.
Hit him with the all due respect.
All you had to say was mind your business. Stay in your lane. Right? That's the same thing.
Why do you have to hit Ira with all due respect?
Hey, when you hit him with all due respect, strap in. We're coming for a bumpy landing because here it comes.
Take a break. An old friend returns next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
DeAndre Ayton!